being presented as it were with the very key of life. You unlock the doors of the outer world. You have studied the world and the earth. You have learned many things. Many things are yet to be learned. Many of your fellow pupils are around in the vacuum. They are, as it were, your classmates. Some of them you may not even like, as indeed in school one does not know the fight of the fellow who sits beside him. But you can help him, and you can learn from him also, and much you can do. You will be shown the path, the way, and the varying teachers that will come to you will guide you in your various subjects. You have many subjects to learn, many questions to be asked, and many answers to be given. And sometimes, when it is not right that you should know the answer, then you must wait until the class is changed and you are taken a little higher by the teacher, then is able to make you understand. You must remember that you are in varying states of being, animated by the Holy Spirit, in bodies which surely, as we all know, must pass away. The less you think of the body, the more of the spirit, the greater shall you grow in stature mentally and spiritually. The more you will see and know and understand, and gradually the path will open wide before you, and you will see the horizon shining in the not-so-far distant future, beckoning you on. Do not flag in your steps, but know that beside you go others, walking the path of light, some who have already traced the path and have returned to help you on your way. And as you go, look by the wayside to see those misfortunate, some who have given up the task of struggle and have become discontented and disconsolate, some who are sad and weary and footsore, have no heart left in them. In your desire to forge ahead, do not pass them. Stay by the wayside and talk with them, and help them, and guide them, and encourage them, for only then will you reach the end of that road, when you have given of yourself to others. And what may seem a sacrifice is not a sacrifice. For every step that you lose on the path by helping another who has lost the heart is indeed making it possible for you to go further ahead, quicker than you know. Problems are many. Difficulties are many. But they can be overcome. Do not question these things. Try to see within the spiritual insight, the things that do not seem to appeal to the material mind, do not seem to become logical to you. Remember that the things of spirit cannot be analyzed in the same sense as the problems of earth. For we talk about the things of the spirit and of the mind, which are eternal. We will help you. We can only help you when you help yourselves to help us to help you come to us. No moment need be wasted. No opportunity need be avoided or shunned. And as I've said before, going to Castaneda is the beginning of a new journey, not only for you, and more important for others. You do not see this yet, but you are to help us break down barriers, to put truth in the place of falsehood, and to give comfort to those who see no light. This is but a part of our task. Each one of you gradually will see how you are blended together for this purpose of this work. Some may appear on the surface to go further than the other, but let those who seem to lag behind take comfort that you have contributed a great deal to make possible the way of the others, who that though they seem to enjoy more than you, the world sees it, that you yourselves have reaped a harvest here, more important than you know. For those who climb, many sacrifice, and those who sacrifice stay behind, often reap a harvest. The time is to come. Do not judge things that are spiritual in the material sense, but see the beauty and the wisdom of the spirit. When all else fails, the beauty, the truth, the eternal spirit, which is love in essence, is yours. He who hath not, oft-times hath most. So, my friend, as I say goodnight to you, I want you to remember these things. It is oft-times the most humble, who are the most high, the most lowly, who are raised. Peace which comes from spirit can be yours. Even in a world as chaotic as yours is, full of uncertainty and fears and dread, fear not, for you are whole in spirit, and naught can touch you while your faith remains. For your faith shall indeed remove. Your lives, what appear to be mountains are but little hills, but you shall learn to climb. Be of good faith, for we are with you always. Our love is ever present. When you are in need, we are conscious of it. When you are in doubt, we try to confirm and affirm the things we have said. And when sometimes you feel most low, there are we, endeavoring to uplift you. Be of good heart, for that which we do in harmony and love together is the work of the Most High. We are but the humble servants who joyfully serve in brotherhood, in friendship, and in love, doing the will of God among his children. Peace. Remain. I will bless you. The door.